also have to determine whether this is having an effect on driver behaviour, because there's certainly a lot of antisocial behaviour still ongoing on the roads, and whether this is a way of counteracting that is still a question.
You're saying that further analysis needs to be done of these figures, and maybe there's an argument that says that all pertinent figures from the Dáil, from the Gardaí, from the RSA and elsewhere need to be put together and completely collated and analysed in a way perhaps they haven't been before.
Yeah, I think so. It's all very well to commission private vans and put them at certain locations and obviously move them intermittently. The key thing is to analyse the exact profile of the people that are being caught, where they are being caught, and if it's having a positive impact on driver behaviour. If the main statistic of road fatalities is down in the first 6 months of this year, obviously there is a positive effect of this intervention. However, with any type of statistic, statistics can be used and manipulated in any way that people want them to do, but the key thing here is age profile, who's been caught, where they're being caught, and whether that's having a positive impact on driver behaviour. So overall, while welcoming the fact that, you know, anecdotally from speaking to people, that driver behaviour is on the positive in terms of speeding, people are slowing down, it's having a positive impact there, but this is an ongoing monitoring job that's needed here. There has to be a deeper and critical analysis.